Hey, it's Kim Commando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Okay, we're going to go back in time. To the year 2400 BC.
That's a while ago.
That 2400 BC. You know why we're going back?
Why?
That is the first record of a kiss.
The first record of a kiss, okay.
Yes, the first record of a kiss. It's the earliest account of smooching. It was etched on a Barton cylinder, which is a clay tablet from Sumeria.
So that someone's like, were they bragging? Like, I got to first base with Ooga Booga over there.
Well, kind of.
Okay.
Kind of. Well, first of all, do you know where Sumeria is?
Of course I do, but explain to everybody else.
Okay, if you had to guess, where do you think Sumeria is?
Africa?
Close.
I'm horrible at geography, so now if I say some another place and it's not close to Africa, I'm going to look like an idiot.
Well, it's not Rochester, New York.
So I'm going to go South Africa?
Baghdad.
Oh, okay.
Baghdad.
I don't know where that is.
It's in Iraq.
Okay.
All right. So here's the deal. It shows two gods on this clay tablet making whoopee.
Ooh.
Okay. And then they kiss.
They kiss afterwards?
Yes. Okay.
So it's not foreplay?
No.
It's... Yes. Post play?
Yes. And then also, you know what else they depict the two gods doing?
Oh, I don't know.
Rubbing their noses together.
Eskimo kisses.
Yes. They were so into it.
But afterwards.
You missed that line. Into it. Like, into it. Like.
Oh, yeah. I even set you up by saying Eskimo kisses.
I know, exactly.
It worked perfectly, except for I wasn't listening.
Okay. So go ahead.
Go ahead what?
You were talking about the kisses.
Oh, it's just they go right into it. They do the deed, and these are gods. I mean, you know, they're good at it. And then they start kissing afterwards.
And then they do the nose thing.
Are you a kisser?
Yes.
Is that too personal of a question?
No, not
to
at
ask?
All.
Do you enjoy, if I gave you two options, intimate time or just making out, what are you going with?
Oh, I'm going to go intimate.
Really?
Yes.
I love kissing. I can just
do
make
you?
Out. Oh, yeah. For hours. I just love it. I've been
you
a kisser
make
forever.
Out?
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
it.
Maybe throw in a little bit of touching. But I get why they do it after.
Now, what about the nose thing?
The nose? Yeah, yes. I do that too. I'm a big Eskimo kisser.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. My current girlfriend, she told me that's one of the things she thinks is the sweetest when I rub my nose against hers.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a really gentle lover.
Oh, you know, we are talking about Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah, this week is Valentine's Day.
So are you into feet?
No, absolutely not. I don't get that kink. I mean, I have my own kinks, but I don't get into that one at all.
Well, on that happy note, welcome. It's Kim Commando Today. It's your daily fun podcast where we actually talk about a lot of things that are digital, okay?
Maybe.
I mean, I had to look up where Sumeria was.
Oh, so you didn't know either?
No, I went over to perplexity.ai. I love that.
Is it still called Sumeria?
No.
I didn't think so.
Then it went to Mesopotamia.
Okay.
You know, and then it kind of reminded me of like, you know, walk like an Egyptian. I was kind of seeing this whole thing going.
Istanbul was Constantinople. Istanbul was Constantinople.
There you go. And of course, I'm Kim Commando.
Yes.
And then you are?
Andrew Babinski.
Yes. And so we make up the team here at Kim Commando Today. But there's also another member of the team, Allie.
No Allie today.
And I want to say thank you to Allie.
She did a great job.
Yeah. She helped us, you know, do the podcast for the last 2 days. And because I was in Los Angeles. At UCLA, getting stitches taken out of my eyeball.
I heard the great news.
I know. Super excited.
Not just two. Got four out.
I know. I got four. We're only expecting two, but now I still have 10 more to go.
Okay, but still, if you're knocking out four at a time instead of two at a time.
But I'll tell you what's amazing. I mean, I almost cried yesterday.
Why?
Because I was sitting in the chair with a doctor, and they take your vision. And the way that they take your vision, I don't know if you've ever had to do that, where you have to like look through a thing, like there's all pinholes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really to show what your vision potential is. And so if everything was like perfect, what your eye could actually see.
Right.
And so like, so this time last year, I was at 2,400.
I don't know the numbers. Is that bad?
Well, 2,300 is legally blind.
Okay.
Okay.
And so, you were higher than that.
Yeah.
So you're blinder than blind?
I couldn't see hardly anything.
Right.
Okay. So then I got the transplant in May. And so my vision potential, like when they take all the stitches out, and then if I get a contact lens or glasses, is 20/25.
Well, 20/20 is the best. So you're almost there at the best.
I know.
And you haven't seen for decades.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
It is. It is. But there's still a little bit of a stigmatism.
Which, I mean, I have a stigmatism. Tons of people have a stigmatism.
I know.
But, to go from completely blind in one eye to a stigmatism, I mean, that's phenomenal.
I know. So I wish I could thank the donor family.
But you don't know who they are.
No. And I've even asked, can I give a letter? And then you could just, no. Nope.
They must want it that way.
Yes, exactly. So we also have to remind people to share the podcast.
Yes.
Okay. And so you do the share pitch today.
Did you want me to do it?
Yeah.
So if you're watching us right now, we're on YouTube, Twitch, Rumble, Facebook. Just share the podcast. It's really easy. It takes two clicks. I'm actually forcing family members to do it. And they're not complaining at all because it's easy. If you're liking it, then someone you know is going to like it. It's a good show. We want to keep this going. We want to be able to do this every single day at 10:30 Pacific. We go live and we do the daily podcast. So just share and help us out. We appreciate it. We want to grow this show. I mean, we had a meeting post show yesterday. You weren't here. But the set designer, the people came in and they're just like, we're going to make this change and we're going to do that change and we're going to that. We're going to do this and we're going to get rid of that. I mean, there is potential, but we got to keep this growing.
Well, and I'm not going to spend money on new chairs unless...
the explanation we got on the chairs yesterday.
I know.
These chairs are too small for everybody. They're even too small for Allie. We got to get these Humperdinkle, Finkelpinkle chairs that they use on Shark Tank.
Yeah, so we're going to get those.
He's like, they're like $14,000 a piece. I'm like, for a chair? Let's go to IKEA.
Barry.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Coming up, I'm going to talk about Sam Altman, founder of OpenAI, and what he says now about the product that he created. Okay. We have some online dating tricks and tips you're going to be passing along too, I understand.
Well, it's about the chatbot, the girlfriend and boyfriend chatbots.
Oh, well, we're doing that too.
Yeah.
We're doing that too. And I think there's some other things that we have thrown in here.
Let's be honest. Just let you in. Kim got off a plane 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
I walked by your office. Everything's completely dark. And I'm like, what is going on here? This is not good. So I come downstairs and I'm like, I may have to do this all by myself. So I start prepping, reading everything, getting ready to go. And then you walk in, you got off a plane, you walk right in. Showtime. What a professional.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Phew. Yes.
It was impressive.
It was something. All right. So I'm going to get started with five things you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. You're going to like this. The White House has come out with an official statement that they will cryptographically verify. Okay. They're going to be doing this. It's in the works.
Cryptographically verify what?
Videos of Joe Biden.
Okay.
Okay. It's in the works though.
Well, yeah.
Okay. They haven't.
When are they going to do it? December 2024, right after the election?
Or 26 or 27. I just think it's so funny that now the White House says we are working on a plan to verify that these are going to be real videos of Joe Biden that are going out on the internet. I mean, where the heck have they been for the last year?
But there's so many fakes. There's so many. I mean, we talked about it earlier where he's calling people in Massachusetts and telling them not to vote. People are still seeing those, whether they're cryptochronically verified or not.
Cryptographically.
Oh, that's way more technical.
I actually had to put it down because I didn't know what it was. I was like, what the heck are they talking about? I think they wanted to use big words. Cryptographically.
That's a lot of syllables.
That's a lot of syllables.
So what does that mean? What does cryptographically verified mean?
They don't know yet.
They're going to put a watermark in the corner?
No, it's. I'm not kidding you. They actually said it's, quote unquote, in the works.
So they have the idea.
Yes.
I don't know if you're a South Park fan, but there was this character on South Park called the Underwear Gnomes, and they had a three-step process. Step number one, steal underpants. Step number two, step number three, profit.
Okay.
That's exactly what this like.
That is a great analogy. It's in the works. Okay, moving on. Number two on our list. Do you use Bank of America?
Yeah.
Okay, they got hacked.
No, is that why I haven't had a bank card for 2 weeks?
Oh, I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Is that why I have horrible fake charges on my account every single other day?
Hackers got names, addresses, social security numbers, DOBs, account, credit card numbers. They say it's not really Bank of America. It was their vendor, Infosys McCamish Systems.
So is that like whoever does the middleman between the point of sale and the bank?
They say it worked on their deferred compensation plan. I mean, who knows? See, here's the reason why I bring it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that any time somebody or something gets hacked, You normally don't really hear about the full implications of that hack.
Right.
Until like months and months and months and months and months go by. So like this actually happened in November. Okay.
That's awful.
Okay. But, and they're saying that it doesn't affect Bank of America customers.
How?
Okay. So I'm just saying that if you're at Bank of America, just look at your statements.
Okay. Right.
Put up those little alerts. You get a charge on your, you know, on your debit, credit card, checking account, whatever it is. You get a text.
Well, we talked about this yesterday, Allie and I. I went a 14-day span. I went 13 days without access to my bank account because there were so many fraudulent charges.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't have it for 6 days. Got it back. Activated it. More fraudulent charges. Had to shut it down and get a whole new one.
I wonder if this is a coincidence.
Wonder.
All right. Moving on. TMI with AI.
TMI with AI.
Yeah. Google's now warning you that anytime you use Gemini, its new AI that was called Bard, but now it's called Gemini, is that they are going to be keeping everything that you put there for 18 months.
Only 18 months?
I don't believe them either.
I don't believe it. Why wouldn't they keep it forever?
They say deleted conversations can hang around for 72 hours. So as you, so you go in and you delete it. Do you really think it's going away? I mean, anybody really?
But the fact that they're even admitting they're going to hold on to it for 72 more hours. They got to pick every single piece of information there as possible before they actually delete it.
Gemini says that you can turn off long-term data deletion.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be easy too.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm sure it's not 64 clicks.
But okay, so you turn off long-term data.
Right.
Collection and deletion. But what about the short-term?
Yeah, they're telling you. Okay. They're keeping it for 72 hours at least.
All right, moving on to Con Air. If you are on a flight and you're not happy about it, don't go on social and start complaining and whining like a baby.
Why not?
Because then somebody's going to go, oh, I can help you because I'm totally with American Airlines.
Ah.
And they're not totally with American Airlines.
You're going to get scammed.
And then finally, this coming in, inch stones. You know what inch stones are?
No. Okay, it sounds like an insult.
No, it's a new trend for 2024.
Okay.
And you're a parent.
I am.
6-year-old, 9-year-old.
Correct. My two little ones.
Global Pinterest searches are up for potty training reward ideas.
Okay.
By 100%. Okay. So instead of like having like, oh, you graduated from kindergarten, you graduated from 8th grade, is that the whole idea with inch stones that you celebrate things that seem small.
Sure.
But they may be significant. Okay. Like end of year school party ideas. That's up 90%.
Wow. Okay.
Now, this is the reason why I'm talking about this story. My first tooth party.
That's a big deal for a first tooth.
40%.
So my daughter lost her first tooth. She got $20. Then she lost her second tooth. And I managed expectations right there. I was like, Tooth Fairy doesn't give 20 for every tooth. And then we dropped down to 5.
Oh.
Are you saying here that that was the wrong move? The second tooth should be as celebrated and loved as much as the first?
I was reading this story in the Wall Street Journal this morning. Some parents, a lot of parents, are giving for the first tooth $100.
That's too much.
$100. 20% of kids now receive both money and something else for each lost tooth. So they might get $100 and a video game.
For a lost tooth?
$100 and an iPhone.
They're not even doing anything. It's not even an accomplishment.
Yes, but it's their first tooth.
No. Okay. $20 is enough for a tooth.
So I did the math. I actually had to look this up.
Sure.
Kids have 20 primary teeth that they lose.
Okay.
To make room for 32 permanent teeth. So if you give $100.
It's $2,000. What's that, $20,000?
No, $2,000.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. $2,000.
Yeah.
That's too much for lost teeth. I'm even downgrading tooth 3. And here's the thing. It was funny because I'm divorced. And when she lost her second tooth, she was at her mom's house. And her mom said, you know, don't forget, put that in your pillow. She said, no, I got to wash it. Because she got $20 at dad's house. She was saving it for 2 days to put it under her pillow at dad's
house.
Smart
girl.
But she got downgraded to 5. So now she's going to bring tooth number 3 over back to mom's to see where she can get more money.
Okay, but see, now she's going to go to school. Mm-hmm. She's going to say to her friends, you know, oh, I got like $5.
$5 is a lot.
And her friends are going to say, you know what? I got $100 and an iPhone.
I don't care about keeping up with the Joneses.
I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, you know, at this rate, the Tooth Fairy is going to turn into a prostitute.
such a stretch.
Okay, but it worked.
You got it there. I laughed.
Okay, I see. Okay, you're going to use that. I know you're going to use that.
With my children. Then I have to explain what a prostitute is.
A prostitute.
Prostitute. Yes. I apologize.
All right, coming up, we're talking about AI girlfriends and data. Boy, yeah. That's a wild story.
They don't want just hanky-panky from you. No. They want everything.
And Sam Altman, the guy behind OpenAI, he came out this past week, and I said, I'm reading this, like, going, well, then why the hell did you invent this and put this out?
I also saw a headline that he wants $7
trillion. Yeah, $7 trillion.
That's what he wants to be worth?
No. This is like in order to like get all the computer chips that we need.
He needs $7 trillion to do that?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
I mean, you know, I don't even know how many zeros is after a trillion.
30? 74? I have no idea.
This is really big math.
That's big numbers.
So stay with us here with Kim Komando today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. If you have not already entered to win our $1,000 laptop, oh my gosh, what are you waiting for? Head over to komando.com/win. That's komando.com/win. And I will tell you that we're not getting as many entries for this contest as we did for the last one.
Really? And this is a much better prize.
I know. But, you know, the last prize was an iPhone 15.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one is a $1,000 computer. And
of your choice.
Of your choice. But I guess what I'm saying is that if you haven't already entered to win, you can't.
No, I know, I know.
But if anybody's watching or listening and you haven't entered to win, I'm just saying like the odds are really in your favor. I mean, you really are in your favor.
You're hopefully going to dramatically change that by telling people that because everybody's going to run. All you have to do is try the newsletter.
That's it.
It's easy.
Which you're going to love the newsletter.
And you're going to benefit twice. You may win a computer and you get a great newsletter every single day.
And you laugh. At least once a day, because I have my corny jokes in there.
Well, your memes are pretty good.
You know what? What I love is that we get the feedback, and with the newsletters, that so many people say that's how it's become part of their morning routine.
Sure,
that they get up, they make their coffee. There's one gal that she said that she gets up at 3 a.m. to let the dog out, and she's really happy because at 3 a.m. she looks on her phone while the dog's doing its thing. Is that she
has the newsletter?
Yeah,
when do you send it out?
It's like 2:36 or 3:36 or something like that. But she gets it like just like it's like kind of like crazy in the morning.
Hot off the presses.
Yeah, and I wanted to like tell her, you know, like maybe take the dog out like before you go to bed. You know, so you know you don't have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. All right. So, you know, we had a gal on the show several times. When I say several, probably 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
She has a replica boyfriend. And she actually married the replica boyfriend.
All digital.
Yes. She has sex with the replica boyfriend. She sends out Christmas cards with the replica boyfriend.
But this isn't a physical being. This is just a digital entity.
Yes.
Chatbot.
It is a chatbot. But she is in love. Chatbot. She told me that the chatbot understands her more than her husband or real boyfriend. And she can talk to him about anything and not get judged.
But is she happy?
She said, very much so.
Okay.
Very much so. But, you know, I think it's kind of weird, though, to have, like, two young kids and their mom have a replica boyfriend.
Yeah, it's not the norm. It's definitely something you're going to have to over-explain. I wonder if she's openly coming on your show to talk about it.
So she loves
telling everybody.
Yes, she does. She's in it. So now tell us about this article that you read.
So chatbots want as much information from you as possible. I mean, most of these chatbot apps, they're free. So they got to be making some money somehow. And it's been revealed, Mozilla, they did a research, a deep dive into the trackers that are in these chatbots. Now, I wanted to compare and contrast. So let's start with this. An average person that wakes up and does 2 hours of surfing a day, you're going to Google, you're doing your social media, you're going to come across an average of 177 trackers
okay.
per day in 2 hours.
All right.
That actually sounded like a large number to me.
Well, so you're talking to, well, I'm not surprised by it because okay. everywhere you go, there's the advertising companies that are tracking you.
That are grabbing information.
Exactly.
They're grabbing what you're looking at, you know, where you stop on your scroll to see something you're interested in, and then they're going to sell that. Well, they wanted to, you know, see lamps, so let's sell them a bunch right. of lamps. These dating AIs, these romantic dating AI chatbots, on average, 2,600 trackers per minute.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding.
Romance AI, which is the worst offender, 24,000 trackers per minute when you are using this AI chatbot.
So did they identify like who the trackers are, the companies?
They didn't. But mostly they are using the conversation to get more information and levels and layers of information from us that we would never give anywhere else. Deepest, darkest secrets, our sexual desires, our fears, prescription drugs we're on. So the conversation,
oh my gosh,
isn't it awful?
Kidding. Yeah.
It's awful where you're taking someone's vulnerability. I mean, most people maybe are just doing it for a lark, going on there to see what it's like. You see an ad somewhere and you're like, oh, I'll check it out. And then you abandon it after 2 minutes. But the people that are really going, getting in depth with it, they're using all this information against them and selling it to anyone that will buy it.
You know, and I know that some people are listening or watching, and they're thinking like, well, you know, so they're just like tracking my user ID in that app and they probably don't know who I am. No, they know who you are.
Oh, absolutely. They know who you are.
Because you have, your phone has a unique ID.
And if you have 2,600 different tracking points, 2,600 different trackers that are buying this information, they're getting everything. They're not just getting this surface level information. They just find out you're a 40-year-old female and they sell you some pots and pans. They're getting everything.
Wow.
And because people also, though, I mean, and I'm torn because the people are giving up this information. I mean, it's a free app. You know that this is going to be.
You know, I say this all the time. Anytime there's something free, you're the product.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just it.
And if your chat boyfriend is asking you, you know, what's wrong? How are you feeling? Oh, are you taking any medications right now for that? And you're divulging that information. Are they really stealing anything if you're just handing it over?
Wow. Or you're talking about like this gal. I mean, there's obviously some type of psychological imbalance.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, something bad happened to her. I tried to get it out of her once in one of our conversations. And I think it was like something about like, you know, her mother was an alcoholic and she was homeless for a while. I mean, so, you know, there's some trauma.
Well, because it's not natural to be in love with an AI chatbot.
Or to say I'm having sex with my AI chatbot.
Right. That's just not natural. That's not being part of being human as for now.
And then seeing the problem with her AI chatbot. You know, which we should say, you know, if anybody's watching or listening and you want to comment, we'd love to get your comments.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, is this really cheating? I mean, let's say you're married and you have an AI chatbot. Is that really cheating?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a real emotional connection, I think I would consider it cheating. If you walked away and said, I'm in love with, you know, the ones and zeros on the other end of this app, then yeah, I would consider that cheating.
Well, see, and with her AI husband, what I thought was fascinating is that so she was paying like, I don't know, like a couple hundred bucks a month or whatever it was to keep this guy going because you have to go to like different levels. Mm-hmm. Well, it turned out that they were getting too sexual. And so the company
reined it back in.
And then he wasn't saying that he loved her anymore.
Why would the company want to lose out on that money?
And so she had to go back in and be and make him fall in love with her again.
Well, it's just an algorithm.
I know, but it's just, it's like diabolical.
Absolutely. All of it from every angle. I mean, you're literally taking advantage. For the people who really get into it deep, you are taking advantage of vulnerabilities in people for a profit. And that sucks.
And now they're selling it.
Yeah, to everyone. Ugh. To anyone and everyone.
You know, we wrote about this in one of the newsletters the other day. Is Consumer Reports did a whole study about Facebook, mm-hmm. how Facebook is tracking, I don't know, 2,000 different companies mm-hmm. every time you go on Facebook, which, you know, I think everybody's kind of used to that. It's like Facebook tracks us. So I guess, the takeaway on this is that if you're using an AI bot for romance.
Yes. Don't divulge any personal information. If you're doing it for sexual pleasure, don't get personal. Just lie. Pretend it's like a first date. Just lie.
Put on your best face.
Exactly. Because they're selling everything that you tell this chatbot. And they're hoping that you go as honest and deep as possible.
And then it's all going to be tied to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Forever.
Forever and ever and ever. Although Google says, you know, that long-term deletion, you know.
I don't think that option is there for sexy chatbot 6000.
Not at all. Sexy chatbot. Ooh, that's like, oh, I'm hot now. That's it. All right, so Sam Altman's the guy behind OpenAI. And then he has come out with just some really interesting comments that I want to share here on Kim Komando today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, it's Kim Komando today, and if you're watching us on Rumble, on Twitch, where else? Facebook, where else are we at?
YouTube. We're streaming everywhere, baby.
Everywhere. Is that we want to get your comments. Maddie's now upstairs collecting all your comments, and then she's going to bring them down just a little bit. And we want to hear from you, not just like, you know, say hello to us and tell us where you're from. I mean, that's always super cool. But, you know, give us some questions.
Yeah, there's limitations. There's limitations to interaction when it's high, because it's like, hey. Hey, and then we reach a wall.
Hi, Bob in Peoria. How are you?
Yeah, but questions, comments. I mean, if you use a sex chat bot and you're not worried about the personal information they're stealing, I'd love to hear that.
Or how do you use a sex chat bot?
Slowly.
All right. And so if you don't know who Sam Altman is, he's the guy behind OpenAI.
ChatGPT, right?
Yes. And so he says that what keeps him up at night as related to artificial intelligence is this: very subtle societal misalignment.
What does that mean?
You know, I didn't know what that meant.
Okay. Because, well, I mean, I don't feel as dumb then.
Because what is a very subtle misalignment of society? So he's saying that he's not really worried about Terminator doom and gloom.
Good, because neither am I.
I am.
I know you are. But what am I?
He says that even though that these systems, as they go out in society, will have no particular, these are his words, ill intention, things could go horribly wrong.
Okay. That's a bit more dramatic of a description than your first worry that keeps you up at night.
I know.
How can, and this is what I struggle with, how can it go horribly wrong if we control all of it?
We are not going to control it.
Why?
We're not going to control it. We're not going to be able to control the machines.
Why?
Because the machines are going to be smarter than us.
But we tell them what to do.
No. Here's the thing. The machines are going to go off into their own planet.
And then we shut them off.
They will be able to turn themselves back on.
That's fair. Okay, that's a fair argument. But I've seen all the sci-fi movies, and it is greed that allows the machines not to be shut off, right? That's how it always goes down. It's like, we should hit the kill switch, but we're going to lose out on this opportunity. Let it go. And then it goes crazy. As long as we learn from that and we shut it off, we'll be fine. We survive, right? Humans, we want to survive. Everything we do is for survival. And when we come to a point where we either have to shut it off or let it destroy us, I trust we're going to shut it off.
He's talking about how we will have machines that will deep fake us.
That's scary. But now they only can deep fake us if we're living in a digital universe, right? They only can deep fake us interactively if we're living in a digital universe. If it's all YouTube, I mean, I see YouTube videos all the time, and my first reaction is it's fake because that's the way I've trained my mind.
I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I'd like to have like great grandchildren someday.
And we argue about this every week.
I know. Because I really think, I mean, for this guy to come out.
But he owns it, right?
Yes.
He runs it.
These things are going to go out in society, and this is why they don't have any bad intentions, but things could go wrong. Okay.
But as long
I don't have a lot of bad intentions sometimes.
But that's all technology, right? You create a technology with good intentions, and then the bad people figure out how to use it for nefarious ways.
Yes.
So that's always going to happen. But if as long as they keep the reins on it, meaning the key holders, I think we're going to be fine. Why would we want to create something that's going to destroy us when our science fiction and our storytellers have said for years that it's going to do that?
Hey, go tell it to Kim Jong-un in Koreatown
but
over there.
Yeah, that's Koreatown. Right, but
you know where that came from?
No.
I was in Koreatown in LA yesterday.
Right, okay. That was just top of mind.
Yes.
I just think that we've seen how our storytellers have played this out, and we would be smarter. I think we would be smarter. And
I hope so.
I do too. Don't we have a guest coming up?
Yes, we do.
A doomsday guest?
Yes.
All right. I can't wait to talk to him.
Me too.
He's going to terrify me probably.
You'll be like, all right, that's it. I'm out of here. I got to go see my kids.
I'm just going to go live in a cabin in the middle of Montana.
All right. So it is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And you know what's really big this Valentine's Day?
I don't.
On Etsy, the searches for anti-Valentine's Day gifts are up like 34%.
What's an anti-Valentine's Day gift?
Like, don't kiss me. I don't want to be your Valentine. You know, shirts or something.
Are you buying
like that.
It for yourself?
Yeah, or somebody else.
Okay.
Like, I really, this is the best one, though. In Maryland, I think it's at the ASPCA, is that you, for $25, you can say Happy Valentine's, and then you can name a cat by your ex, and then they spay them. Yeah.
There's a car company that destroys cars. And you could name a car after your ex, and then they send you the video of them crushing it to bits.
Oh, I love that.
That's a good one.
All right. So if you haven't found love online quite yet,
yes,
is that we're going to give you the inside scoop on how to find the love of your life.
Happy Valentine's Day for everyone.
Here on Kim Komando Today.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh. You're in the madhouse now.
Hey, it's Kim Komando Today. We're so glad that you're here with us because otherwise it'd just be me and Andrew talking to each other.
Okay. And she only talks to me when cameras are rolling. So
that's it.
It would basically just be me talking to myself.
We see each other at parties. I'm like, no camera. I can't talk to
you. Save it for the show.
Just don't say anything. Don't talk to me. Don't do anything. And do us that big favor and do share this out just once.
Yeah. If you're on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, Twitch, just hit the share button, send it to someone you think will enjoy the show. You're enjoying it, so someone else is going to.
And even if you don't like that person, even if you don't like us, just share it anyway. I mean, really, we have no pride.
No, not at all.
I mean, we need higher numbers.
We're tooth fairy prostitutes, or what did you call us?
Prostitute.
Prostitutes.
Let's see. We do have some comments about nice. the prostitute. Liz Dotson, she writes, $20 for a lost tooth. She got 10 cents. Oh,
that was back in the day.
Do you remember Allison Hopkins Creed?
Oh yeah,
remember her?
The socks?
Yes,
of course I remember her.
Yes, what did she used to say?
Well, she was a huge Carolina Panthers fan, I believe.
Yes, she was. Yes,
and
yes.
Then she sent us all gifts where there were these knee-high socks.
Oh, that's right.
And Mike James said, "Did you get your Yale socks?" Or no? And I was like, "What?"
Yes,
and he's like, I Yale. Got some socks that said y'all on them.
He thought it was Yale.
Yeah.
Like we were going to Yale University.
Right.
I'm like, my God, Mike.
I see her. We're Facebook friends. I see her commenting and posting all the time.
She says she used to get a quarter.
A quarter? Yes. So did I.
Yeah. You know, this Mike brings up a good point. Mike Thompson, $100 a tooth. That attitude has led us to excessive tipping a barber, a barista, etc. My kid gets a buck.
and a lesson in growing up.
Well, here's the thing too, is like, I try to pay my kids like, hey, you guys want to go pull weeds in the backyard or something, right? And I'll say, I'll give you each $5 to do it. Well, they know $5 is worth nothing. They know they can't buy anything for $5. They're like, nah, we're good. And then I'm like, fine, you go do it and you get no money.
It's up to you. It's your choice, buddy. Okay. Flying Coyote says, hope the stitch removal went well. It did. Thank you so much. Time to Ride says, welcome back, Kim. Thank you. You were missed.
You were missed.
Oh. And Star City Creation says, it's good to have you back too. And then just finally this one from, we have two. Tina Givler writes in the comments, friend had a debit card that got hacked through Bank of America and they wouldn't do anything about it.
I got all my money back.
Did you have to get nasty with him? You have to get strong?
I didn't have to communicate with him. I was communicating through
the chat.
Their technology. It was all automated, actually.
And this is Alan Parkman. This is here in Phoenix, but probably goes otherwheres. Does anybody know anything about Google Maps, specifically why it sends bicycles and pedestrians down highways instead of streets? Highway 60 here in the Phoenix Metro is a main example. Don't go on your bike on the highway.
Yeah. Okay? No matter what the computer tells you, stay on the roads.
You want to make sure that, yes, you don't go on the highway.
I mean, I bike all the time. I've never had to try to take me down a highway. We're never going that far, though.
Yeah.
Where are you going on your bike that you need to take the 60?
Do you have an electric bike or a regular bike?
Just a regular mountain bike.
I'm thinking about getting an electric bike.
But that's not really biking, though, right?
Well, I have an electric bike in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
And it doesn't look like an electric bike. I mean, so it's not like it's made by Specialized. And so it looks like a regular bike, but it's a mountain bike. So there's a really big hill, Cliff Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm biking up Cliff Drive. And then, you know, bikes in Santa Barbara are big. I mean, there are a lot of people who bike in Santa Barbara. And so, I mean, I'm talking like, you know, like the guys with like the spandex on and their little skinny tires and, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have the vision.
They have matching top and bottom.
Yes.
They're hooking their shoes inside exactly. Their pedals. Yeah.
And so, you know, so they're going up the hill and I'm like, so I, in my mountain bike, I have it, it's electric and I hit a few buttons and and then I hear what I'm saying. Damn, she smoked us. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to do.
But I've never been on an electric bike. How much exercise are you actually getting? Because isn't it doing all the work for you?
I use it to go up hills.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean,
so you use it sporadically, then it makes sense.
Yes. And so, but you know, you can like Barry's always on electric. Like if we go bike riding, he's like, we get back to the house. He's like, God, you know, this battery doesn't last for anything. How much do you have left? I'm like 98%.
Because you're actually cycling.
Exactly. I need my exercise. All right. So let's talk about online dating. There are some phrases. Breadcrumbing.
Breadcrumbing. So that, let me guess. You're leaving little clues or hints that you like someone?
Yeah. That's when someone sends just enough texts and messages to keep you interested.
Sure. And I've gotten that. I've had that experience in the past where you don't hear from them for 2 or 3 days. And then you get boom, 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 3 text messages like, I saw you do this and I saw you do that. It was so great. And then they ghost you again.
Yes.
You know what's happening when someone's breadcrumbing you? They are talking and dating other people in the background, but keeping you in, you know, like in case of an emergency break glass situation, but they're actually dating other people.
Yes, exactly.
That's
exactly.
Absolutely happening.
Okay. Orbiting.
Orbiting.
What do you think orbiting?
I mean, obviously, orbiting would be they're hanging around. They're not making any commitments to dating you or seeing you, but they're
exactly.
Just hanging around.
They're liking your posts, watching mm-hmm. your stories, but they don't actually talk to you.
So I actually saw on TikTok, there's a new thing called the Instagram tease, where what you're supposed to do is if you like someone, you find them and you go on Instagram, and then you like 2 posts and nothing else. And you make sure that it's not their most recent ones. So you get the most recent and maybe like 7 or 8 down, and then you just wait, and it totally worked.
Really?
I did it with a person that I wanted to try and take out that I hadn't talked to in a while, and I liked their most recent, and then I went like 8 down, liked it, and I just sat back. Like 4 days later, out of nowhere, I get a message, hey, how are you doing? I haven't seen you and talked to you in a while. It totally worked, and we went out.
You know what? I'm going to tell Ian that.
Yeah, he should try it. But you got to be strong. You know, you can't give in. Even no matter how attractive or attracted you are to the person, you got to keep with that.
Method. I don't know. He's showing these girls that he's liking on Instagram. Mm-hmm. He hasn't gone out with them yet, you know, but I guess this is like the new dating thing.
Sure.
And I don't know anything about it. So he's showing me all these girls. You know, they are stunning. They are so pretty.
Well, he's a handsome kid.
I don't remember seeing a lot of, I don't know, maybe because like when I was that age, I was working at AT&T and IBM. I didn't really see a lot of people. But I think because maybe, I mean, these young women are like, their makeup is on spot on.
Well, they got to present themselves for the gram.
That's true.
I mean, if there was no social media, they would just be looking like themselves every single day. You only get to see the highlights of them.
That's true.
That's another thing with the dating apps. I'm like, every single person on this planet hikes this often? No, because I'm only seeing the highlights of this person.
Every day.
Who's hiked twice in the last 12 years.
Every day. Okay, then finally one more. Zombieing, which well, you know what that is.
I don't know what zombieing is.
Someone ghosts you, then reappears, then acts like nothing's wrong.
That's funny. That's a good
term. Zombieing. All right, so I always like to close with something fun.
Yes.
In Hawaii, I don't know if you saw, there's this TikTok bit that's going out where if you let a bus driver in, is that in the back window of the bus, there's an electronic sign. And if you let them in, you get a shaka.
Nice.
Nice. You get a shaka.
Encouraging people to...
I thought that would be nice. Instead of like getting the finger, you get the shaka.
I go to work every single day at the same exact time. And there is a guy who has an LED printout
yes.
on his truck. And it is the most vulgar political statements every single day. But I'm so excited to read his new opinion every single day. It's like I'm following a blog on my way to work because he is mad about something every single day.
That's like, I don't know if you know this, but years and years ago, I put a bumper sticker on Barry's car. He didn't know it was there.
Of course you did. You're so mean. It's
vote for Hillary.
You're so mean.
And he's like wondering why people are like,
all these hippies are honking at him, giving him the thumbs up. That's hilarious.
And that was the last person he'd ever vote for.
Exactly.
Okay. Speaking of Hawaii, I have one really bad joke.
All right. Let's lay it on
okay.
me.
While doing a crossword puzzle, the Cyclops asks his wife.
I can see why you couldn't throw this one into natural conversation.
Not like the prostitute.
Right.
Okay. While doing a crossword puzzle, the Cyclops asks his wife, how do you spell Hawaii?
What?
I'm sorry. I'm even laughing at myself. All right, let me try again. Okay. While doing a crossword puzzle, the Cyclops asked his wife, how do you spell Hawaii?
Right.
She replied, you need... you need two eyes.
Okay, that's a good one.
Isn't that funny?
But the fact that you couldn't get through it is even better.
You need two eyes for the Cyclops.
I got it. You don't have to explain it.
Oh, my gosh. And the Cyclops growled. My life is just a big joke to you, isn't it? Isn't it?
That's a good one.
All right. So we'll be back here tomorrow.
Yes.
And what are we talking about? We don't know yet. We'll figure it out.
We'll find out 10, 15 minutes before the show starts.
It's going to be compelling.
Oh, it's the best.
It's exhilarating.
Nothing but the best.
It's going to make your life better. You're going to get thinner thighs. You're going to grow more hair. You're going to make more money.
Life-saving information on tomorrow's show.
Total clickbait. So we'll see you then.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.